Homicide number 239 from the Crime Files of Flamand. A new file card, please, Miss Lake. Popular nightclub piano player. He is plot to wreck his career. Seeks confidential investigation. Flamand, the most unusual detective in criminal history. Flamand, famous psychologist and character analyst. Flamand, who looks beyond laughter and tears, jealousy and greed, in order to discover the reason why. And now, card number 239 from the Crime Files of Flamand. The scene is the apartment of Willie Wilkes, hot piano player appearing nightly at the swinging door. Flamand and Sandra Lake, his secretary, have just arrived.
Well, I've always wondered just what kind of a place a jazz piano player would live in.
And now you know. Okay, Wilkes, when you phoned my office, you said somebody was out to wreck your career.
You can say that again, Flamand.
How do you know? Has anything happened?
Come here and dig this light switch.
Why, it looks as though it had been hit with an axe.
I don't know what it was, honey. All I know is that I get home last night, open the door, and reach for the light switch.
And then?
And then, Zoe, something cracks that switch, just missing my fingers by a quarter of an inch.
What did you do?
I lit out of here like I sat down on a firecracker, and I didn't come back until I talked the desk clerk into coming back with me.
And then there was nobody here.
That's right.
Well, why would anybody try to do a thing like that?
Look, Angel, I'm Willie Wilkes. I make a grand a week doing things to Honeysuckle Rose that nobody else does. And the way I figured it, somebody's trying to make mincemeat out of my pinkies.
You mean somebody's actually trying to ruin your hands?
No, you're digging right, sister, and that's no corn.
Well, I don't get it.
Look, honey, smashing my hands would be like knocking out Louis Armstrong's front teeth. But this little business last night ain't all.
What else has happened?
Well, I was down at the club earlier this afternoon rehearsing. And after I was through, I went to my dressing room. Well, to get there, you gotta go through a dark hallway.
Uh-huh. What happened?
Just as I put my hand out to open the door to my dressing room, somebody tried to slam it shut on my hand.
You couldn't see who it was?
I couldn't see nothing.
But you left your dressing room door open?
Not that I remember.
Okay, Wilkes. It's apparent that somebody doesn't like you.
Me? Why, I ain't got any in this world.
You mean this person, whoever it is just trying to do you a good turn?
Well, no. Well, I've always been a right guy.
Except that there's at least one person who doesn't think so.
Look, Flamand, if you don't believe me, ask anybody in the business. They'll tell you that they're just ain't... I wonder who this can be. Most of my fellows ain't even up yet.
Maybe it's the phantom that's trying to make a husband out of you.
Isn't he? You're a great little kid.
Hello, Willie.
Well, hi, chick.
Don't you hi chick me, you cheap piano player.
Say, Nix Marie, I got company, see?
Yeah? Well, I don't care if they're Rogers and Hammerstein. You told me that if I loaned you five C's, you'd get me a job singing at the swinging door.
Look, Marie, I can explain.
I already heard you explain everything. I want that job and my $500.
But it'll be just a few more days, honey. Joe Mantley said
look,
that...
Look, you've been using Joe's stall for 2 weeks now, so get a new number. I want those five bills.
Okay. Will that check be all right?
It'll be all right if I don't bounce.
Well, it so happens I ain't got my checkbook with me. How's about if I mail it to you?
Well... It so happens I got my checkbook with me.
Oh. Well, maybe it ain't on the right bank.
Well, all you gotta do in that case is scratch out the name of the bank and write in the name of your bank.
Well, look, baby, don't you trust Willie?
Yes, as far as I can go, it's time waste.
Listen, Maria, I'll get you your dough. Just drop in and see me later in the week.
Willie, I don't get it.
You don't get what?
You're pulling down a grand a week as a headliner at the swinging door, and you don't have the price of a hand-painted necktie.
Now, look, Maria.
Don't shock, Buster.
You'll get your money, baby. Don't worry.
Really? You're the one who ought to worry.
What do you mean?
I mean that if you don't come through one way or the other, I'm going to see that you land out in the street with a tin cup.
Oh, so now you think you can threaten me, huh?
I'm saying that if you don't get what I want by the end of the week, there could just be a little accident.
Pardon me, but you wouldn't happen to know anything about a couple of accidents that have almost happened to Mr. Wilkes in the last couple of days, would you?
My guess is him, Willie.
He's a private Dick Marie. But look, Flamand, you're barking up the wrong tree. Marie ain't sore at me. Oh, not really.
Oh? Oh, I'm glad to hear that. For a minute there, I thought she was, well, just a little bit irritated. Is If all Willie Wilkes' friends are like Marie, maybe he doesn't need any enemies. In just a moment, we'll return to the crime files of Flamand. Now, back to file number 239 of the crime files of Flamand. It's later the same day, a short while before the first show at the Swinging Door. Willie Wilkes, the club's featured hot piano player, sits in his dressing room.
Yeah?
It's Polly, Willie.
Okay, honey. Come in.
I want to talk to you, Willie. Alone.
Okay, baby. Close the door. You can talk to me alone anytime you want to.
What's the matter, Willie?
Huh?
You can't fool me. There's something you're worried about.
Have you slipped your lips, sweetheart? Little Willie ain't got a worry in the world.
Cut it, Willie. I can tell.
Look, Carla. Okay. I'm a little short on dough.
You're short. But you're knocking down
the dentist. It's nothing serious.
Willie, have you heard Joe Madley make any cracks about my singing?
Joe? What's that bum know about singing?
What he knows ain't the point. Joe runs this joint. He's the guy that pays off. Has he said anything about being dissatisfied with my work?
Listen, honey, you're a top-flight thrush. You're too good for the joint.
Have you heard Joe say anything, Willie?
Why, no.
You're lying.
Oh, Callie, you know Willie give it to you straight from the shoulder.
Yeah? Well, something Joe said makes me think you know more than you're letting on.
What about what?
He gave me 2 weeks' notice.
You mean you're fired?
Yeah. And whoever's responsible is going to be sorry.
When did you find out?
Day before yesterday.
Well, do you want me to talk to Joe for you?
No, thanks. The fact is, Willie, I'm afraid maybe you've talked to Joe too much already. Well, the Swinging Door is a little better than I thought it would be, Simone.
Oh, it's just another joint, Sandra.
Oh, but how can just another joint pay Willie Wilkes $1,000 a week?
Well, it's getting to play right now. Sandra, look over there. Mm-hmm. That girl who's in street clothes, coming up from backstage.
But she's the girl that came up to Willie Wilkes' apartment while we were there. Marie.
She must have been backstage trying to collect from Wilkes.
Mm-hmm. She sees us, Simone. She's coming over this way.
Well, maybe we'll find out something from her.
Oh, there. You're the detective that was over Willie, aren't you?
That's right. We weren't really introduced either. I'm Flamand.
And I'm Marie Hale. Mind if I sit down?
Not at all. This is my secretary, Sandra Lee.
Hello, Sandra.
Hello. Look, Flamand, did you fall for that line Willie's been handing out that somebody's trying to bust his fingers?
Shouldn't I?
No, I'll say you shouldn't. You see, Willie's trying to get something on Joe Matney, the guy who owns the Singing Door.
But why would he want to get anything on him?
Ask Willie that, dearie.
Pardon me for busting in, folks, but I heard you.
Well, congratulations, darling.
Congratulations on what, Carla?
Don't play dumb, darling. You overdo it. You know Matley's fired me so he can hire you.
Oh? Well, suppose I heard about it.
Don't look so innocent, dear. You talked Joe into firing me.
I talked him into...
What's the idea? Do you have to be where you can keep tab on Willie?
Now, look, Carla. You're asking for trouble. You've been kind of interested in Willie yourself lately.
Are you crazy?
I hate to change the subject, but Mr. Wilkes said he'd be out to see us in a few moments, and we've been waiting nearly half an hour.
Are you folks friends of Willie's? I don't believe I'd have the pleasure.
Now, he's a detective, and the girl...
You're a detective?
That's right.
Willie isn't in any trouble, is he?
I'm afraid I can't talk about the affairs of one of my clients.
I'll bet Joe Madley hired you.
Sorry, but I've never even met him.
I'll bet he hired you.
He hired me to what?
Never mind.
Oh, here comes Mr. Wilkes now, Flamand.
Look, his right hand is all bandaged up.
Uh-oh.
Well, this looks like a cozy little jam session.
What's wrong with your hand?
That finally happened. Somebody with a knife caught me in a dark areaway a little while ago, so I had to go back and bandage the mess.
But your fingers, are they hurt badly?
No broken bones, if that's what you mean. Just a cut is all. But somebody sure didn't want little Willie to pound it out tonight.
Well, this does it. Whatever's going on has to be stopped before somebody really gets hurt.
Okay, but who is it who's trying to put me out of business?
I don't know, but I want to talk to Joe Matley right now.
Matley? You don't think he tried to put his star edge out of commission, do you?
All I know is that his name has been kicked around a lot here tonight, and I've got a hunch you'll be able to tie up a lot of loose ends. Where's his office?
Backstage. Right next to the dressing rooms.
All right, let's all go back there and listen while Joe Matley gives with a tie.
Gee,
does it have to be this dark back here?
It doesn't have to be, but it is.
Joe's saving the juice for the electric sign out in front.
We could at least furnish seeing eye dog.
How do you know when you come to his office? This is it right here.
There's a streak of light under the door, too.
Go ahead and knock. Okay.
Maybe he's out front.
Ah, we've seen him.
Hey, Joe. Better try the door.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, there's a guy here that wants to... Holy cow.
Lamont, he's dead.
He's not only dead, he's been murdered.
Yeah, a bullet right smack through the ticker.
But there's a knife in his hand, and it's covered with blood.
That's a nasty-looking shiv, too.
Maybe a suicide.
I don't think so, Marie. He was shot through the heart, and there's no gun in sight. But that knife is interesting.
I wonder who he's trying to stab.
Stab nothing, honey. He was trying to make hash out of Willie Wolf's hands.
Oh, then you admit you knocked him off, Willie, huh?
Look, Carl, I didn't say that. And if you think...
Hold it, you two. If this little bit of dialogue is for my benefit, you can skip the whole thing. I'll make up my mind in my own way, thanks.
Okay, Willie. Now that we've got a breather, I want to ask you something.
Look, Marie, can a guy have a little rest even in his own dressing room?
Why did you do it, Willie?
Do what?
Don't bluff, Willie. You should have known you couldn't get away with it.
Listen, Marie, nobody pins any murder on me. Joe Manley was paying me a big girl. Do you think I'd kill the guy who was showering me with lettuce?
Yeah, he was also trying to run you right out of the business by trying to smash your hands. I can't say I blame you for killing him.
Okay, honey, if you want to talk that way, I can't say I blame you for killing him either.
Me? Where do you get that stuff?
You paid me $500 to get you on here as a featured vocalist. But Joe didn't come through, so you get sore.
I'm going to the Joe, not at him.
Didn't you come backstage to see Joe tonight?
So what? I got a right to try to get a job, eh?
Now, when you play that rough, baby.
Look, Willie, you start talking like that, and you're going to get yourself into trouble. I haven't told the detective why you're short of dough.
Why, you lousy little, I'll break your neck. Hey! What is this?
Sorry, Mr. Wilkes, so let me interrupt you.
That's okay, I'm through.
Now I'll tell the world you're through. Lamont wants to see you, Mr. Wilkes.
Okay. Come on, Willie.
No, Miss Hale, not you. Lamont wants to see Mr. Wilkes. Alone.
How's the hand, Willie?
Oh, not so bad, I guess. The police guard gave it a look and says it'll be all right in a few days.
Well, I've talked to the police about you.
Eh? What about?
They're going to put you under arrest.
Put me up? Oh, but they can't do that.
They figure you had a motive for murdering Matthew because he was trying to ruin your hands.
But I don't know that for sure, just because I popped off his
door. The police also think you had another motive.
Eh?
They say that Matley was blackmailing you.
Look, what is this?
They found some papers in Matley's safe.
Oh?
Among them is a statement you signed saying that you haven't always used those fingers of yours playing the piano.
You mean the safe cracking racket?
Uh-huh.
But Joe wasn't blackmailing me. He was a great...
That's not the way I heard it, Willie.
No?
Oh. He was a racketeer, a hoodlum.
Oh, just the same,
Look, Willie, you've been drawing $1,000 a week from this club, and yet you're broke. You can't even pay Marie Hale her $500.
Okay, come on. Joe was shaking me down. And for plenty. He paid me $1,000 a week, and I kicked back all but $100 of it.
And what about the safe cracking business?
Well, when I was a kid, I was playing in a dive, and a couple of hoods noticed my hands and figured I'd make a good safe cracker.
Thought you had delicate fingers, huh?
Yeah.
Did you pull any jobs for them?
Only a couple. Then I scrammed out of there. And haven't had anything to do with that kind of stuff since.
How did Matley find out about it?
Joe knew every wrong guy in town, and one of them tipped him off about me. That's when he made me sign that paper and start kicking back most of the dough he paid me.
All of which adds up to a darn good motive for knocking him off, Willie.
I know it does, Flamand, but believe me, I ain't the killing kind. So help me, I ain't.
Well, Miss Hale, I'd say you stepped into this picture at the wrong time.
No, I don't know. Willie still owes me that $500, and I've got a hunch it's going to be easier to get it now than if Joe Mentley hadn't been killed.
What makes you think that?
Well, Willie was on the level when he said he didn't have the dough. That's why he was willing to try to get Joe to hire me. Joe didn't go for my type, and Willie let him have it.
You don't really believe that, do you?
Well, that don't matter, dearie. I still think Willie will find it worth $500 to keep me from passing my little idea along to the cops.
Well,
excuse me, I was looking for Willie.
Well, come on in.
I wasn't interrupting anything, was I?
Not a thing.
Well, Carla, I suppose you've got your alibi all set.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you were back here when Joe was killed. You had as much chance to kill him as anybody.
Marie, don't be silly. Why should I want to kill Joe Mantle?
That's easy. He fired you. You said so yourself.
That's right. Well, you came over to our table.
That's hardly a reason for murdering a guy.
Well, now that all depends.
Oh, of course, you always figured Carl Elaine was Dinah Shore and Connie Boswell rolled into one.
Look, Marie, maybe I'm not the best singer in the world, but I was good enough to get a job without buying it.
What are you insinuating?
I'm not insinuating a darn thing. I'm just saying something, and I happen to know it's true. You paid Willie to get me fired to get my job for you.
Why, that... So Willie's been talking, huh?
Willie hasn't opened his piece.
But you just...
I had a hunch about what happened, darling, and you just told me I was right.
Now, you dirty crook.
You've got the crook to call me a crook after admitting you got me fired and tried to buy your way into this joint.
Oh, that's a laugh.
Look, Carla, you won't laugh. Not when you find yourself dragged right smack in the middle of this juicy little case.
Are you threatening me?
You figure that out, dearie.
But there's something I haven't told either the cops or Flamand.
What's that?
I saw her come out of Joe Mantley's office about 10 minutes before the body was found. Well, how about it, Carla?
Is that true?
Well...
Is it?
Yeah, it's true.
He called me in to fire me.
And so you killed him.
That's a lie, and I'm going to kill you.
But Carla!
Let me stop her. Take your hands away from my throat.
Carla, enraged, lunges for Marie Hale's slender throat. In a moment, we'll see what happens next in The Crime Files of Flamand. We return to file number 239 of The Crime Files of Flamand. It's now a moment later. Sandra Lake tries frantically to separate Carla Lane and Marie Hale.
Oh, get away from me. Willie, tell lies about me. Oh, get away. Carla, let go.
What's going on in here?
Yeah,
you just keep running around and you're rolling.
Grandma, I'll get Carla.
Okay.
Come on, Carla, let's go. Come on, will you? Calm down.
All right. She's lying. She grabbed for my phone.
You shut up, Coomery.
Oh, they ought to be matching the guard.
Look, it's time we got to the bottom of this case.
You can say that again.
No, to go back for a moment. Willie, collecting that $500 from Marie here wasn't your idea, was it?
You're darn shooting it wasn't.
That's a lie, Willie, and you know it. You came to me and said you could get me into the swinging door for $500.
That's right, as far as it goes.
Well, then how can you say it wasn't Willie's idea?
Because it was Matley's idea. Wasn't it, Willie?
Yeah, I didn't like it. The man who said he was going to fire Carl anyway. He said he wanted Marie in, and that I was to get her to give me $500. 500 for him, that is.
But why didn't you tell me that?
Because he didn't dare.
That's right.
Joe Mantley had Willie in a spot where all Willie could do was jump any time Mantley whistled.
So that's why Willie killed him.
We'll get to that later, Carla. Well, Willie did when he was told, but then Mantley double-crossed him and didn't hire Marie.
Why didn't you tell me that, Willie? If I'd known you were leveling, I'd have gone to Joe myself.
He couldn't have told you, Marie.
And he can't prove that story now either, can he?
Just take my word for it, Marie, for the time being. You see, Willie was on a spot in more ways than one. Carla here knew he was out to get her fired, and you, Marie, thought he was double-crossing you.
Well, so what happened? Willie got sore at Joe and killed him.
Now, look. Not so fast, Carla. Willie had plenty of reason to want to get rid of Joe Mantley, but two people had it in for Willie.
Meaning Marie and Carla?
Sure. Marie thought Willie had taken $500 from her under false pretenses. She thought Willie wasn't getting her that job.
Carla was darn sure that he was.
That's right.
But if Joe Mantley really wanted Marie to replace Carla, how come he didn't hire her?
Because he was waiting to get something he could blackmail her with.
What?
You heard me, Marie. He thought he could get you sore enough at Willie so that you'd play right into his hands.
That's not true.
Then why did he give you the idea that Willie couldn't get you that job?
He didn't.
Why did he keep telling you that you were a sucker for paying Willie that $500 and saying you should get your money back?
You're making it up.
Why did he tell you that if Willie done that to him, he'd ruin his hand?
Now, look, Lamont.
Joe Mantley was standing right beside you in the dark when you slashed Willie's hand with that knife, Marie.
No, this is all a bunch of lies.
Then, after he caught you, he took you into his office and threatened to hand you over to the police.
I never had that knife. You found it after Joe was dead.
Yes, in his fist. And that was your most serious mistake.
What do you mean?
Just that Mantley was holding that knife as if he were planning to stab downward with it into somebody's heart.
I don't understand.
Marie, nobody who wanted to slash a man's fingers would hold a knife that way. He'd hold it the same way he'd hold the handle of a hammer.
Hey, that's right.
Mantley tried to blackmail you, Marie.
No.
And you had that knife in your hand when he forced you into his office. So you killed him and put the knife in his hand to make it look as though he'd slashed Willie's fingers.
No, it must have been Carla. Look, Marie, she admits she was in his office and that he fired her. She could have done it.
Except that she didn't.
You're trying to frame me.
You framed yourself, Marie. When you tried to slash Willie's hand last night in his own apartment.
I did?
Yes. You forgot that Willie and Carla both worked the same show. They're both in the finale, too. Which means that Carla couldn't get to Willie's apartment before he did. But you were there waiting for him. Well?
Okay. This round is yours. But the last round's mine. She's got a gun.
No, you're sharp, kid. And it's the same gun that killed that dirty blackmailer Mantley. Now I'm leaving here and I'm locking the door up.
There's just one thing you forgot, Marie.
Yeah, what?
You got that gun in one hand. And if you figure I'm locking it in, the key's on the wrong side of the door, which means that... Santa, slam the door.
Okay.
Oh, drop the gun. Grab it.
Oh, you turned the door right on my hand.
Honey, my heart bleeds for you.
Boy, you're on the ball, Flamon. Getting Marie to look at the door so she'd get rattled, that was great.
It's all in the day's work, Colum.
Don't hand us that, Jackson. Instead, take a bow because you're solid, Cat. Yes, sir, you're solid.
And now the basic clue in file number 239 of the Crime Files of Flamont.
You know, Flamont, there's one thing about this case that I don't dig.
Look, chick, if you're going to keep giving with a child...
Okay. But you seem to be so darn sure that Marie Hale was the killer. How come?
Well, Carla couldn't have killed Mantley because...
Sure, you explained that. She was in the show with Willie, which proves that she wasn't trying to cut up Willie's hair.
Well?
Yeah, but what I want to know is, why were you so sure that Willie himself didn't kill Joe Mantley? He sure had reason to.
I don't think he did. But Marie really did Willie a favor when she slashed his hand.
She did. Huh. I sure hope nobody ever does a favor like that for me.
Circumstances alter cases, Sandra. You see, Willie's hand was slashed while Mantley was still alive.
Well, that's true,
it
but...
It was Willie's right hand, too.
Hey, I get it.
Comes the dawn.
With his hand all cut up, Willie could never have fired a revolver.
Now you dig me, chick. Now you dig me. I gather you've got a title for the file, Karn?
Uh-huh. You gather right, boss.
Well?
I'm calling it The Case of the Chick That Killed. And that cat is solid.